Jason Phillips, the head girls basketball coach for the ESAC Raiders, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2019-2020 season. First year for Coach Phillips as the head coach there, and the Raiders do finish up 9-13. They were 9-9 at one time and really playing much better basketball at the end of the season. And Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. And I don't mean that you guys didn't play good basketball at the beginning of the season, but you could tell these kids got a lot more comfortable with what you were wanting to do and just comfortable in their own skin doing that by the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, the beginning of the year has got quite a few tough opponents on it. And we, you know, we had to learn a whole new system.
Yep.
And doing that, you know, we struggled a little bit, but we played hard. And I think that's a tribute to the girls. They always came to play, and that's how they were all year.
Where did you feel like things started to settle in a little bit for the girls and to start to kind of get more of an understanding? Because, you know, you got a late start as the head coach. You had to kind of get a lot of things put in a short period of time. So, and that can be difficult for anybody. So when did you feel like things started to settle in a little bit?
Well, you know, I threw the whole book at them right away. And it took till Christmas before they started really understanding what we wanted. You know, before we could actually run an offense without having to think about it. And when you think about running offense, then you don't do the things that you have to do to beat somebody or, you know, to, you know, get that extra pass or get that extra, you know, shot to make more points or to, you know, do everything that we wanted to do on the offensive side. Defensively, you know, we played well. The girls bought in right away. We weren't the fastest afoot, but, you know, we still, with our tenacity and how we wanted to play defense, we did a really good job on some really good teams. And, you know, it maybe didn't show at the end because we didn't have everybody we wanted, but, you know, we still fought till the end.
Coach, what games kind of jump out for you a little bit about games you felt like you guys really came out and played? Because, like you said, after Christmas, you guys went 6-8. We're sitting 6-4 at one time.
You know, the Kemper game, you know, I thought we played really well at home, you know, but that's always a nice rivalry with them guys. And we kind of lost it a little bit in the fourth quarter, but, you know, we played very well there. You know, it really wasn't one game. We just kept plugging away, and after Christmas, we just kept doing things that we needed to do to get better. And part of it was shooting. You know, you got to be able to shoot the ball to score, and that's one of the weaknesses that we had a little bit, but we just kept improving on that, and they kept coming every day and wanting to be a better ball player, and then, you know, we got hurt a little bit by one of our starters went down with an ankle, and she was out for, I don't know, 4 games, and we did get her back for the IKM Manning game, the district game, and she played the best she could. That's a tribute to her and the rest of the team for stepping it up when she was gone and for her trying to get back to help us.
And, Coach, I think that player you're talking about, Bree Beckman, kind of had to slide into a point guard role because of an injury during the offseason that took away your guys' point guard as well. So, Bree, I thought, put together a nice year for you, probably having to get comfortable with a new offense and a whole new position.
Yeah, you know, I think last year she played a lot of, you know, forward and center sometimes, and we took her from that and moved her to the, you know, the point guard position. And the reason why I did that is because I thought she was mentally strong enough and tough enough to be in that position to handle, you know, the pressure of dribbling the ball off the floor. We also had a nice freshman that came in and did a good job at point guard, so it gave Bree a little bit of a reprieve when, you know, when she got tired. But, you know, Bree did an outstanding job for us. And you know, didn't have that many turnovers for never playing point guard. And that was, you know, what she needed to do. And it was all about confidence. You know, I took her away from what something she was comfortable with and put her in a situation. But I thought she could handle it, and she did a really good job.
Coach, two seniors on this year's squad. Always knew Josie Bondrecker could shoot, but man, by the end of the year, she was looking really good from beyond the three-point arc, and also started to take it to the hole, it looked like, a little bit more. And Kayla Kraft always was so good inside. She always found a way to be able to rebound and score against kids probably bigger than her most of the time. So two really good seniors to coach that first year.
You know, we're going to miss those two a ton. You know, talking about Kayla, she's and Josie, they're both very, very smart, and they love the game, and that's the best part about, you know, the both seniors. They led our conference, you know, in the top five in free throw percentage. You know, they both shot 82% in the conference, and you know, that helps us win. And they're smart enough that they can get those fouls, you know, when they need to. You know, Josie, after the first couple of games, I told her, you have to quit trying to go for the layup. You know, you're not very tall. I said, pull up and shoot the jump shot. It took me 6 or 7 games before she decided that she was going to do that. And then she started playing really well. And then she started lighting it up from, you know, from behind the three-point line. And that was awesome. You know, we had some really good games that, you know, we relied on them to, you know, come down to the last couple minutes, and they were fearless. They took the free throw shots, they took the 3-point shots, and they boxed out when they needed to. And I think Kayla is one of those girls that she's one of those girls that just wants to do everything perfect, and she would box out regardless if she didn't get the rebound and the ball would hit the floor. And, you know, not many people realize that when the ball hits the floor, everybody's boxing out. And Kayla was made sure that usually their best girl didn't get that ball.
And, so. Coach, as I thought, as I saw you guys turn the corner there in the second half, you saw both of their numbers get better.
Yeah, you know, it just took a little bit. You know, they're just not used to what we were doing, and they had to realize what we wanted. And I had to really get on them over Christmas break about, you got to shoot the ball. You know, we have to have you, you know, and you can't worry about what people say. You just have to have confidence in what we're doing, and you'll get it done. And they did. And like I said, we're going to miss them a ton next year. And they were good seniors. They led us well.
Maddie Quirk led you in scoring this year, led you in a lot of categories. She's one of those kids, no matter what sport it is, she just seems to do every part of it pretty well. And I think as she gains confidence in herself and in her own talents, the sky's maybe unlimited for her a little bit.
You know, next year I hope that's the fact. You know, she's an unbelievably good, talented young lady. And I think the offense – and what we put in probably hurt her the most, just because she relied on, you know, last year kind of just roaming around and being so athletic, okay? And, you know, with that being said, she had to learn to be in a continuity offense that kind of pulled that athleticism back a little bit, but then also tried to lead us to the point where she was our go-to girl. You know, she's the one that drove to the basket. Because she is so athletic, and she actually had the exact same stats as she did last year, okay, in a sense. But, you know, I think we could have been better if we had just let her go. But then that probably wouldn't have made us as good a team as we were, okay? And, you know, that's a hard and a very fine line that you have to draw there when you have a very talented young lady. And I think with the year that she had this year, she'll be so much more improved next year that, you know, she's going to be somebody that she's going to be hard to stop.
I absolutely agree. Just an athletic, talented young lady. I tell you what, Meredith Brown got invited to our All-Star Rewind festivities, not because she scored a lot this year, but there wasn't anybody that had bought into the role of, I need to rebound, defend, do a lot of little things, and she rebounded about as well as anybody in the area. And just a sophomore, kind of like Maddie in a way, I think the future for her could be unlimited as she gains confidence maybe in that shot. She could be a girl that averages 8 points, 10 type of rebounds per game.
You know, I think next year she could average a double-double. You know, she's gonna be the girl that we have to rely on to box out or go get the rebound. She's got that knack where she knows where the ball's going off. She doesn't do a great job of boxing out, but she just seems to go get the ball when it comes off the, you know, off the rim. And she's got a motor that never stops, you know, which is fun. You know, it took us a little bit to get in shape, but, you know, she goes after it, you know. And I put her on probably everybody's best girl when we went man, or we play a lot of box and one or triangle and two. And even at the IKM Manning game, you know, we put her up against Lexi, and way bigger girl, you know, and their best offensive player and a girl that posts up hard and is a very good athlete. And Meredith played very well on her, you know, and it wasn't because, you know, Lexi got 16 points that game, but it wasn't because of Meredith. You know, we were changing different defenses, trying to, you know, stop certain people at certain times. And so, you know, she does a tremendous job playing defense and boxing out and just got a lot of energy. And that's what you want to see on a basketball team.
A couple of players that helped you off of the bench quite a bit this year. Mary Bontrager, I thought you could see the confidence grow in her as a freshman as the year went on. And then Anna Mogensen, also as a junior, gave you some nice minutes down in the post, especially, I thought, early in the season while the other girls were getting a little comfortable with what their roles were.
You know, Mary is a freshman, and at some points in the season, you could tell she was a freshman. But she's going to be a good ball player. And she's going to be a talented young athlete for, you know, ESAC for the next 3 years. And when you look at that part of it, she's going to help us next year a ton. And, you know, she saved us a couple games this year. And, you know, at the back half of the season, she really took care of the ball for us because Bree was hurt. And she did a couple games she never came out. And, you know, she needed a break, but I just couldn't do it because we didn't have another ball handler. And but no, she's a girl that wants to learn and listens and is, you know, all about, you know, the game of basketball. And you know, Anna Mogensen, you know, she's awesome. You know, she hasn't played in, oh, I don't know, 2-3 years, and I got her to come back out, and she's gonna help us next year too. You know, we're really excited, and she's, you know, she's a big, tall girl, and she dances, so her feet are pretty good, you know, and she loves to dance, and she's fun in the locker room, and she's got that smile on her face all the time, and she goes at it. She's a little raw just because she hasn't played in two, three years, and she's a lefty, though. You know, and lefties are hard to control sometimes, you know, when you're playing defense against them. So we're looking forward to her having a good summer and getting her on the jump rope and getting that shot a little bit better.
Absolutely, Coach. And the rest of the girls that came off of the bench for you, Emma Schrader, Alicia Thayer, and also Lauren Litterer, all provided moments for you at times, I thought.
You know, Lauren was our, you know, she's been on the varsity team for, you know, the last 3 years. And you know, she's a trooper. She just sits there and she's waiting to get in, and she wants to be that person that helps the team, and she's always there. I always have a lot of confidence in her. You know, when I put her in there, she can shoot the ball really well. She's a good free throw shooter. You know, her biggest problem, she's not very aggressive, and we're going to work on that all along, and I think she can give us a lot of help next year too. She's going to be a senior, another senior leader for us, you know, and we'll get through, you know, that part of it. And she's a real good kid, and she loves the game of basketball. And, you know, you'd think she'd be a little tougher. She runs cross country, you know, and cross country people, they're crazy, you know, but, you know, so we'll get her to where she needs to be, and she'll have fun next year for her senior year. And, you know, Alicia and Emma, they're both sophomores, going to be juniors next year. And, you know, Emma had a torn labrum all year, her shoulder hurt her all year. So, and she just came back out too. She didn't go out her freshman year. And Alicia, she was hurt all year last year. So, you know, both of them are, you know, very good prospects for us. And we get a summer of work with them. And, you know, they're going to shoot the ball better. Because Alicia's very aggressive. And I tell you what, Emma shoots the ball really well. Her shoulder just killed her, and she hadn't played for a year. And it wasn't that I didn't believe she could do it. It's just I didn't want to put them in bad situations with the people that we play. And you know, a lot of teams bang hard.
Yep.
That's part of the game now. And you either, you know, live with it or, you know, you get beat. And so I told all the girls that. I said, I don't like putting you in a bad situation because I don't want you feeling bad. You got to have confidence out there, and we do. We're getting so much better about being confident as young student athletes, and I think that's the biggest thing. And with athletics in high school anymore is that confidence. And we're going to get it back, and we're going to do it the right way.
And Coach, you got to talk. I know she didn't get a play this year, but got to bring up Carly Fisher, probably the missing piece that would have gotten you guys maybe to be 13-9 or better instead of 9-13. The point guard that had the injury before the season started, she is going to be such a nice addition next year.
You know, and it was when she texted me, she goes, "I think I just tore my ACL and PE," and I thought, "Really?" You know, and it was a bad deal for her. Okay, you know, she loves the game so much. She really wanted to play with the two seniors, you know, their last year, and she'd have helped us a ton. You know, we could have left Bree, you know, down on the block a little bit, and we could have, you know, Carly could have taken care, because you know she's a good ball handler. She can shoot the ball. And, you know, but, you know, things like that happen. And I told her and her mom that, you know, we'll be better for this. You know, even if it's kind of not real good right at the moment, we will become better, and it'll make you guys stronger. And it's one of those things where, you know, it's just a process, and it's going to take, it's going to take, you know, quite a few years for us to get the program, you know, to where we want it to be. But it's nice to have, you know, student athletes that are very well in tuned on the game of basketball and, you know, being positive about it. So that's the best part.
And Coach, got to ask, your first year back on the basketball bench in quite a few years. So how did you feel like you adjusted to the differences in today's game?
You know, I'm a fundamental person, so it's always about fundamentals, you know, and I pulled out the book, started looking at what we wanted to do, had to tweak a few things just for the simple reason people go a little bit harder, you know, when they break the press. Girls don't really stop. They just take off dribbling, you know, and that was something we changed a little bit. Had to mainly figure out what our girls could do and what they couldn't do. And, you know, so 0-13 for me is not, you know, not really what I wanted. I didn't want the girls to be 9-0 either. You know, I never believed that the girls ever lose, okay, just because they, when they play, that they're winners all the way around. And so the girls were 9-0. I was 0-13. You know, I'll never get to that 100 win mark because I never win, okay? So I'm not one of those persons that believes in that. But, you know, we'll do the same things we did this year. We may tweak them a little bit. I know we're going to figure out how to shoot the ball better. I'm already getting stuff lined up for this summer on that. And, you know, that's our biggest thing. They played really good defense. They bought into the system that I wanted to run. And like I said, I threw the whole book at them. You know, we put in an offense 2 weeks before districts just because it looked like they could do it. And we ran it the whole night against IKM. And, you know, it was one of the – they're a very good, you know, defensive team, and we probably scored some of our better, you know, most points for the year, 53, you know, against a fairly good team. So I was happy with that.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I appreciate everything that you did with us this season. Thanks for giving us a bunch of time here today. Looking forward to the offseason, looking forward to next year getting started, and we appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate it, Jeff. It's always fun to talk to you guys and get on the radio a little bit.
You bet. Head coach again, Jason Phillips with the ESAC Raider girls basketball team.